Back to this evening and Saturday Night Theatre. Geoffrey Banks plays Frank Carter in Roses Have Thorns by Ivor Wilson.
How's it going, Frank?
Not so bad. I never knew I'd accumulated so much junk. God knows what I'll do with it all.
Dump it, old son. You'll never need any of it now you're retiring.
You're probably right, but...
Yeah, I know. It's hard to chuck 30 years slog away.
Slog's the word. I wonder if it was all worthwhile.
Oh, the dreaded life doubt. Here, hold your mug.
What?
Your mug. A drop of single malt scotch.
Oh, totally illegal, Dixie.
So they can hang me. It's your last day and the end of the school as we knew it. Cheers.
Cheers.
And thanks for all your help when I was floundering in this godforsaken profession.
Oh. 8 years ago?
Nine.
That's right. You took over from Jack Simons. Form L1? No, L2. Of learning difficulties fame. Maths and geography?
Good God, you remember.
Yeah. You and a lad called Horace didn't get on.
Horace Hackett? Oh, my God, yeah. One finger up his nose and the other up
his... Don't tell me. He's now a very respectable booking clerk for British Rail.
You followed him up?
Well, fell over him, rather. Now, what about these notes? Dump them?
Dump them.
Right.
I dropped more McCallan.
Ah, well, you dropped me.
I don't suppose I'm the first to call in to pay final respects to the departing?
No, but you're the first to do it with Scotch. You've done well for yourself in the new scheme of things.
Well enough.
What is it? Head of department?
Head of section. That's the same thing, really.
In the new sixth form college?
Yeah.
I thought the College of Further Ed would have suited your talents better.
It wasn't offered.
Ah, there's the rub.
Why didn't you stay on?
I wasn't asked.
Ah, there's the rub.
Come on, Dixie, I'm 60. I've nothing left to give.
Having given it all, you've run the place for the last 5 years.
Not quite. We do have a head and two other deputies.
So I hear. What does your wife think about it?
Kath? Oh, she's keeping a low profile. She's a very busy woman. Not sure about having a man under her feet.
Well, how about you?
Me?
Retiring. Finishing. After all these years. Well, how long?
Oh, with a bit of war service. 30. 36. Then making it up to 40 and adding a bit for redundancy.
Are you glad to go?
In a way. I'll miss the kids and the day-to-day slapstick of school, but in a way I'm glad to be going. The school's breaking up. No sixth form next year and so on.
I thought you approved.
It's changing with the times, but I've no part to play in it. And it's no consolation after 30-odd years of slog to hear some jumped-up politician tell me I did it all wrong. I'm glad to be going.
Good for you. Don't forget we're due in the lecture theatre in 10 minutes to hear our dear headmaster deliver his valedictory address.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as from the 31st of August next, Alexander High ceases to exist. We bequeath our trophies and our pride in our achievements to Highland Rise School and Community Centre and to Mr. Pettifer, who will be the head and who has found time to be with us this afternoon. Let me present the facts. This school, over the past 10 years, has annually matched most of the county selective and independent schools in numbers of O-levels and A-level passes and university, polytechnic and college entrance successes. For that, I have to thank you all. As do our parents. I'm pleased to welcome to our little farewell ceremony Mrs. Andrea Shoesmith, the chairman of our Parent Teacher Association, to add weight to our belief that education is a threefold trust. The children, the teachers, and the parents.
What about the government?
What about it?
What government?
Thank you, Mr. Gray. I hope the jokes are as good in the next Christmas review. But whilst most of us are here taking, reluctantly or otherwise, a step forward or sideways in our careers, 18 members of staff are finally saying goodbye. No more registers, dinner money collections, or frozen yard duties for them. Once upon a time, we enjoyed the luxury of saying a personal farewell to each member of the staff as he or she left, but 18's a tall order. What do we say except thank you? Thank you all. And in offering these less than opulent book tokens, that is what we are all saying. Thank you. And the very best of good luck in the coming years. And I do hope you will all be able to attend the civic reception for all retiring teachers in the county. Unfortunately, as the chairman of the county council has a later engagement, it will be an early start at 6 o'clock. In the reception room at County Hall, the chief education officer will definitely attend. But now I think we should begin our own small but very sincere ceremony. Donald Anderson. Don Anderson has been a member of staff for 15 years. His craft room reflects his skill and enthusiasm for his subject. I know we all appreciate his humor and patience in dealing with the ups and downs of the school timetable.
Mr. Carter?
Hey. Oh, hello, Hillary. I thought you'd all gone.
We stayed to say goodbye.
That's nice of you. Thank you. Come in, all of you. Shut the door, Joe. I'm sorry, I've nothing to offer you. The sherry bottle emptied before, too. So, what have we here? Sixth form, fifth, third, second. How did you get in on the act, young Topless?
I did the collecting in our form.
Shut up, Michael.
Oh, I see. It's a sort of deputation.
Yeah, sort of. It's just that we heard all of the staff retiring were being given the same value book token.
Yes, 10 quid. That's 180 altogether. It's pretty good, I'd say, under the circumstances.
Well, we didn't think it was fair that you and some of the others, like Sniffy Stevens, should get the same.
Poor old Sniffy. Look, Hillary, Michael, Ed, today's Friday. Tomorrow, some wife-beating layabout could win $1 million on the pools. Far more than I'll have earned over my whole working life.
It's wrong.
Maybe, but it's a fact. Am I to spend the last 10 or 20 years of my life grieving about it?
You always say things like that. That's why you're not head of the school.
Well, you could be right. But we're not crying over that, are we? Not too many headmasters find time to teach. But I'm touched that you've stayed behind to talk to me this afternoon.
There's something else.
Oh?
Come on, John.
What? Oh, yeah. We'd like to present you with this little book.
Thank you.
Six Arts made it in craft periods. And you'll see, all the pages have lots of signatures on them. 526, according to Graham, but he's a dumbo at maths.
I see.
Everybody signed when we asked. Oh, yeah, and there's something we wrote for you on the front page.
I can see it. At least some of it. Don't know what to say.
Your turn, Ed.
Oh, right. On behalf of all them that signed the book, and a good many others, we'd like you to accept this, this...
token.
A token of our,
regard and love.
That's not on my paper, Hillary.
It's what we mean, isn't it?
What is it, Ed?
The new, complete, Oxford University Press edition of Shakespeare.
For God's sake. It must have cost a fortune.
It did. But nobody put in more than 10p.
Well, I really don't know what to say.
You didn't think you were going home today and nobody cared, did you?
Yes, I think I did.
Wrong for once.
Oh, thank you. Thank you all. I don't suppose young Topless, you knew that teachers could shed a tear.
Oh, yes, sir. My mum's a teacher and she's always crying when my dad shouts at her.
Thank you, Topless. Michael, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you all very much. Come and see me now and again, won't you?
Oh, hmm? Nice, sir.
And good luck to you all.
Sir?
Oh, Hillary, I thought you'd gone.
They asked me to give you this for Mrs. Carter.
Ooh, cameo brooch. Is it old?
Well, not exactly. 1989, most likely.
She'll love it. Your idea?
Yeah.
You should have given it to her personally.
Oh, we didn't think we could manage it.
You'll come and see us then, when your A-level results are out?
Yeah. Are you coming to the last school disco tonight?
Well, there's this damn civic affair at 6. 9 be too late.
Ah, they won't have got the speakers tuned up by then.
Oh, God, what am I letting myself in for?
Seeing your last day off in style. Oh, I'd forgotten. Herbie Brown's going today.
So he is. Without any civic claptrap, either.
We bought him a camera.
Lovely. Mind you, he'll never use it.
No. But he'll put it on the sideboard and tell all his relatives we gave it to him.
Oh, clever, clever young woman.
Will you see him before you leave today?
Need you ask?
No. That's why we all like you.
Hey, knock it off.
Go on, you old softy. You liked it.
Herbert! Over here, Mr. Carter.
Oh, you still at it?
I'm just stacking some gear. I don't finish till 5, you know.
Well, not even on your last day.
Oh, I've never been one for sloping off early. There's a few flowers for your missus over on the trolley top.
I saw them. She'll like them. Thanks. Here.
What's this?
Bottle of scotch. Keep the cold out.
In July?
You never know. Had a good day?
Aye, not bad. I went off for a drink with a few of the lads at dinner. Some of the cleaners turned up, and union chap, and the headmaster.
Oh, Charlie, did he?
He did, aye. And he bought us all a couple of drinks, and said some very kind words which my daughter appreciated.
She was there?
She was, aye. To see I didn't overdo it. Not that drinks ever trouble me much, but... thanks for the whisky, Mr. Carter.
You're very welcome, Herbert. And thank you for the flowers and veg you've been putting in the boot of my car all these years. Oh, well. I hear you got a visit from the thugs, then.
Thugs? Oh, the kids! Oh, aye. Them biggins came down and gave me a lovely camera and took me photograph with them all. Mm. That Hillary, what's her name?
Hillary Allerton.
Aye. She was the ringleader. Bossed them all about, give me a kiss. Told me I'd meet a tall, dark, handsome woman and have 5 bairns.
30 years from now, she'll be Prime Minister, mark my words.
I'd not be surprised, aye. Of course, it was the others as well, the young'uns. They've been coming all afternoon. Have a carrier bag full of things I'll never be able to use. But they wouldn't have melted in their mouths. There was that Dicky Hopper, young Tarzan, I call him. Yeah. Blue eyes, yellow hair, angelic smile. On behalf of Form 2 Hopeless, he says, I would like to present you with a token of our regard. And he gives me a plastic duck. I thought they were going to have convulsions. I did really.
The young devil.
So he is. Then he suddenly whips out another parcel and says, this is really for you, Mr. Brown, from us all.
What is it?
A lovely gardening book. Must have cost them all a 15 quid. And I'm pretty certain he was the one who set my big moor off across the sports field last year. Remember that?
I do. Cost the authority £200 for damage to the greenhouse and garden at 109 Walker Street. Maybe he has a conscience about it.
Oh, I doubt it.
You going to have enough money?
I reckon so. Maureen's got a widow's pension. I'll have my state pension and pension from this job.
Not much?
No, I'll not be taking any Mediterranean cruises looking for a second Mrs. Brown, but... we'll manage, I reckon.
What'll you do with the time?
Oh, that's not much of a problem. Keep me small holding going till the arthritis beats me, eh? Watch the ducks in the park, look at a bit of telly. I might even learn how to do a bit of washing up. What about you?
Well, to be honest, I don't know.
You're not keen on leaving, are you?
No, I suppose not. Came a bit too quick. Mind you, come a few freezing mornings next January, I could well change my mind. Well, like it or not, it's the end for both of us. So, best of luck, Herbert.
And you, Mr. Carter. I'll see you again, maybe.
Nothing more certain. I'll help you feed the ducks in the park one of these days.
Aye.
Well, that's it.
So you keep saying. And go easy on the gin.
Spying again?
Don't need to. I can see in the mirror.
I thought you were driving tonight.
I am. I just don't want you to fall down on me.
Now, when was the last time?
I'll get me diary and check.
Crook. Tie all right?
Fair. You're going to put some trousers on, I hope.
Oh, do I have to?
Yeah, and don't spoil my hair. It cost me 10 this afternoon.
Suits you.
Good. Ain't treating me, are you?
Well, depends. I mean, we've just time for...
Oh, no way.
Hillary Allerton didn't say it like
that. Oh, your sixth form dream girl.
Kiss me. Call me an old softy.
Oh, disgusting.
Not too old at 60, I hope.
For 18-year-old girls, yes. We're going to be late.
Never too late for the County Hall's British-type sherry.
Why is it so early?
Chairman has another engagement.
Oh, must be important.
Oh, it is. There's all in wrestling in the Market Hall at 7:30.
Frank Carter, isn't it? Good Lord, Dougal McKeown, as ever was. How are you, chum?
Fine, fine. And you?
Great. It must be 20 years.
24.
Lord Derby Hines.
And a clogger Mitchell, God help us. You're looking not a day older.
Nor you. Oh, sorry, you've met Kath, my wife.
Aye, several times.
Oh?
Evening, Mrs. Carter.
Evening, Mr. McKeown. They'll miss you, you know.
Aye, maybe they will. They didn't seem all that enthusiastic about my staying on.
So where will you go?
Well, Margaret and I bought a wee place near Callander. Oh. It's big enough for a few cream teas and a workshop for my carvings. You'll call in and see us, I hope, on one of your trips to the Highlands.
Depend on it. Tell him, Mr. McKeown, before he bursts with curiosity.
Your wife's one of our governors, Frank.
Oh, so she is, yeah. Truth to tell, Max, she's on so many committees and councils, I lose track sometimes.
Well, I hope your retirement won't mean she gives it all up. She's been a tower of strength as far as we were concerned.
Oh, nice of you to say so. Eh, Kath?
Yes, I've enjoyed it.
Matter of fact, we've not really got round to talking about what we're going to do.
Well, you should. Now, if you don't mind, I'll slip away. The official party's heading this way. I've already seen them. Have a word before you leave, eh? At the bar.
I will. Ah, good chap.
Yes, very good.
Evening, Frank.
Oh, evening, Herr Master.
Mrs. Carter.
Evening, Mr. Collingwood.
You've met the chairman, I think.
Yes.
Often enough. How are you, Mrs. Carter?
Fine, Mr. Bell.
Still after my blood?
Depends on what you do about appointing a warden for the Aston Road Community Centre, Mr. Bell.
Things are moving, Mrs. Carter. Things are moving. So, this is your husband. Making a big decision, eh? Pleased to meet you, Mr. Carter. Looking forward to putting your feet up, I expect.
Well, not exactly, Mr. Bell.
Of course, you do know Mr. Harrison, our Chief Education Officer.
Yes. Hello.
Evening, Mr. Carter. Mrs. Carter.
Hello.
We've bumped into each other from time to time. When was the last time, Mr. Harrison?
Well, your speech today, I suppose.
No, it wouldn't be that. You've sent apologies for the last 4 or 5 years. Oh, I know. The shortlist for the headship of Burleigh High. You were on the interviewing panel that turned me down.
Oh, well, that's life, isn't it? We can't always win. I never vote on those panels, of course.
That's what they tell me.
How long have you served the authority, Mr. Carter?
Mr. Harrison can no doubt tell you.
Oh, yes, many years.
And how many years is that, Mr. Harrison?
Oh,
36, Chairman. With so many staff retiring at the same time, the CEO asked us heads to keep our own statistics.
36 years. We're giving Mr. Carter a special token, I hope. A certificate or a testimonial? Harrison?
Well, no, we thought with so many leaving...
Yes, pity. Well, I appreciate it, Mr. Carter, and so does the committee and the council and the citizens of the county.
Thank you.
Mr. Carter is one of the best teachers I've ever worked with.
You're not just saying that, I hope, because he's leaving.
I don't say things I don't mean, Chairman.
I believe you, Mr. Collingwood. So why are we letting him retire early, Mr. Harrison?
Well, as you know, Chairman... There are some difficult staffing matters, which...
there's always difficulties. Well, Mr. Carter, if you're as good as Collingwood here says, I'm glad you didn't become a headmaster. It's good teachers we need, not headmasters. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
And I hope your wife's not thinking of retiring. We need more like her to keep us on our toes.
Well, hail and farewell, eh? The old so-and-so. Really cares, doesn't he?
More than most people guess. Even if we usually end up scrapping in public.
I didn't realise how much you were into all that sort of stuff.
That's because you don't listen to me. You've been too wrapped up in your own little world. Hey, are we going to have a last drink with Dougal McKeown?
Oh, too true we are. Then maybe we'll skip off.
Why?
Well, to change out of this sober gear.
Why?
I promised to turn up at the end of term school disco.
You didn't.
I did.
You're crazy.
No. Do you mind?
I'm invited.
Well, of course you are.
It's not my scene.
Why not?
Too noisy.
Huh. Would you mind if I go?
It's your day, love. You've earned it.
Just duty, really.
Oh, Frank, you must think I'm an idiot. You love it. Admit it. Why don't you put the light on?
Oh. Right. I thought you were asleep.
Good God, what have you been up to?
Well, as I get undressed downstairs, make less noise.
You forgot your shoes and socks.
Oh.
And your hat.
I didn't. I did. That must be a sight.
Quite obscene. What's that you've got?
Oh, a bottle and two glasses. Ooh. I thought we might just have a little drink to the last 36 years.
How about the next 20?
Eh? Oh, yes, of course, the next 20.
Mm. Yeah, come here and sit down.
Right, coming.
Give me the bottle and the glasses. Oh, yeah. Hat off.
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Shoes and socks.
Yeah.
Get in.
Right. Pyjamas?
Don't bother. I can't stand the suspense. You've been drinking. I thought the school disco was soft drinks only.
It was. Mm. Apart from a ghastly concoction called Chandelade.
With lipstick, I see.
Eh?
All over your face.
Oh, some stupid game. I didn't stay long.
So where did you end up?
At Dixie Dixon's place.
Oh, I should have guessed. Where's your car?
At Dixie's. Muriel drove me home.
Then you'll take her some flowers tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Can't have a JP's husband on a drink-driving charge, can we?
I do hope it wasn't just that, Frank.
No, of course not. We didn't have that much.
The evidence is not in your favour. Here, hold your glass.
Oh, right.
Well?
Well, what, love?
What are we drinking to?
Oh, well, how about 35 years being married?
That's a good start. Cheers.
Cheers. And five smashing kids?
Five smashing kids. Cheers.
Four grandchildren?
Four and a half. Cheers.
Cheers. How about 36 years of wasted slog?
Not wasted.
No wonder. Still,
if you're going to say that's it again, or cry all over me, try the spare bedroom.
But you don't understand.
I understand only too well. It's been a tough day for you.
What am I going to do?
Have a drunken sleep and start packing the car. In case you've forgotten, we're away on our European tour on Saturday. Enjoying it.
Idyllic. Golden sand, brilliant blue Mediterranean, 85 degrees in the shade.
And 100 teenage boobs in view.
126, actually. And they're not all teenage. There are some quite mature specimens.
I don't understand it.
After 4 weeks of chateaus, churches, museums and galleries, a mindless contemplation of a few female breasts frying in the sun as its attraction.
You enjoyed the holiday?
Immensely.
I mean, you chose the route.
True. Any complaints?
No. Apart from the heat, sore feet and that tummy upset in Venice. Mm. I love Siena.
Albi for me.
You and Toulouse-Lautrec.
A hard man. He had a coarse streak, I appreciate. He'd have enjoyed the boobs. After the usual physical workout, of course.
Ah, so that's it.
What's it?
Feeling deprived.
A teeny-weeny bit, maybe.
Wasn't supposed to be a second honeymoon.
True. Do you remember the original? I don't think we got out of bed for 3 days.
Just one of your little fantasies, Frank.
Oh? Huh. Memory, playing tricks?
Yes. I'm sorry if you feel...
Think nothing of it, my love. After all, it has been very hot. And feet do get sore.
And two big bottles of red plonkonite reduces our hero to a snoring, unconscious lump. Hmm?
Snoring?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. You think I'm too old?
For what?
Well...
Sizing up 18-year-olds, yes. You have a 30-year-old daughter.
Don't tell me. And sons aged 33 and 29.
The twins are 28. You're in one of your moods. Why don't you talk about it?
About what?
Being retired.
Oh, that. You think it's a good topic for conversation?
It means you've accepted it.
I can hardly refuse it. Good boy, good day, goodbye.
You should have gone on one of those courses.
What, you mean support the university extramural department, struggling to stay in existence? Come along, lads, learn how to be old men, keep up the physical, back on with the cultural. Let's look at the attractions of gold-plated building society shares. Or is it the growth prospects of Japanese unit trusts?
Yet whilst we're on about money...
Are we?
Will we have enough?
Enough? How much is enough?
I said you were in a mood.
I have moods.
Yes, often. Maybe that's why you were passed over for headships so often.
Well, like not talking to you about money?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, then, let's see. 10,800 pension gross. Interest on lump sum, say 2,000. Net. Interest on Dad's estate, 4,000 gross. Total? 16,000. Not counting your salary or any interest accruing from your mum's estate. Now then, as to capital...
We have enough.
For what?
To stay in the house.
Oh, I've not thought of moving. Unless you fancy a two-bedroom bungalow, through lounge, integral garage, fitted kitchen and a pleasant little cul-de-sac, watching your neighbour pulling his underpants on.
Oh, no thanks.
It may come.
God forbid. Hey, how about my little car? Holidays like this, clothes, housekeeping allowance, visits to the children.
They are rich enough to visit us.
Are you serious?
Oh, let it ride, love. It'll sort itself out. Let's give it a run for 6 months.
You just don't want to talk about
it. What is it to talk about?
Frank, love, you've retired.
You make it sound like a disease.
We have to talk about it sometime.
You know, I think I love you most when you put on your magistrate's face. 6 months without the option. Take him away.
So I don't have to worry about money?
No. Given the present gathering rush for money above all else, we will fall behind our peers, slowly. Well, thank God for the OAP.
What?
Old age pension. Mm. 5 years, and we'll collect another 4,000 plus by then, I hope.
Is it important?
Could be. Just for a million or two of our fellow citizens.
Like Herbert Brown.
Yes.
You liked him?
Present tense, eh?
Oh, sorry. Mm. Like him.
He never seemed to see life as a struggle. Took it as it came. Up and down the playing field on his mower. Wife died. He put a black band on his sleeve. Looked after by his daughter, I understand. She's a widow. No soul bearing with rebellious kids. No crisis rows over medical training or accounting. No forecast, no looking back, no missed headships. No despair.
No ulcers.
No.
But no five great kids. No struggle to improve the lot of all the kids. Other people's kids. Like his daughter, maybe. You've been lucky.
Do you think so?
Yes. And one day you'll come to terms with life as it is. Not as it was.
Hello, Frank Carter speaking.
Hi, Dad.
Janet?
The same. 10 minutes to morning rounds. How are you?
Fine.
Really?
Really.
Not still moping after dinner duty and staff meetings?
Not a bit.
Enjoy your holiday?
Great.
Doing anything special?
Not much.
How about the book?
Coming on, Sully.
And the paintings?
Not in the mood.
Golf?
Now and again. I broke 100 last week.
You must have cheated.
How do you guess?
Are you sorted out yet?
I don't know.
Want me to come up for a chat?
No, it's something I have to sort out myself.
An old so-and-so, aren't you?
Yes.
Christmas, then.
Yeah, fine. Hmm. Oh, how's the little love affair?
So-so. Wanting to see me safely married?
No such thing, love.
After all these years with Mum?
Kath and I are special. And that's grammatically correct, by the way.
Dad, you don't change. Oh, I must go. I've got 5 wards to visit. Mm. See you at Christmas.
Oh, great. We'll walk round the spinney.
Okay. I'll tell you what's wrong with NHS doctoring. You can bleat about retirement.
Hello, Herbert.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carter.
Nice day.
Lovely, aye.
Feeding the ducks?
A few bits here and there. Mostly watching.
Well, how's it going?
Oh, not so bad. Much as I expected. A bit of gardening, a bit more telly. Maureen looks after me grub.
She's your daughter?
Aye. Widowed a few year back. If you wait a minute, you'll see her. She normally walks across to tell me when my dinner's ready.
Oh, lucky you.
Oh, I don't know. How was Mrs. Carter?
Fine. Pretty busy, of course.
How about you?
Oh, well, I'm enjoying the break.
You miss school?
Yes, I suppose I do. But you've got to get used to it.
Easier for some. Me, well, it's no problem.
You don't get bored?
Bored? Bless me boots, never. I mean, can you think of anything more boring than sitting on a mowing machine and just going up and down playing fields all day, eh?
I suppose not. I never thought of it like that.
Well, that's the difference. I expect you never knew what was going to come up from day to day.
You're right there, Herbert. You could say from hour to hour. Even minute to minute when we did the annual school play.
Hey, I enjoyed them.
You came?
Oh, I never missed. Me and the missus, and then me and Maureen.
Nobody ever told me.
Oh, well, you were far too busy to bother about the audience.
Mm-hmm. Remember Peter Pan?
Aye, I do. Best you ever did.
Five different sets. Remember the pirate ship collapsing?
Oh, I do. And the lad propping it up.
It was a long time ago.
Aye, but by God, it were good.
Yes, it was.
Haven't you thought of keeping it up, then?
Eh? Oh, no. There's plenty of local drama producers without me.
Hello?
Oh, here's our Maureen. You like her?
Hello. Ready for dinner?
Hey, others ready for me dinner? This is Mr. Carter.
Hello.
Morning.
I've told you about him, deputy headmaster at school.
Only one of three, Herbert.
Don't matter. He was always one of the best. This is Maureen, my daughter.
So I've gathered. I'm very pleased to meet you. What's on the menu today?
Oh, nothing much. Meat pie, two veg and baked potato.
Sounds all right to me.
Why don't you have a bit with us?
Sorry, I can't. I'd like to, but Kath left me something. Cold meat and salad. Kath's my wife. She's away for the day. Magistrate's court or something.
Well, she's a magistrate.
Yes, but it doesn't show. Well, I'll be off then. See you again, Herbert.
Oh, you know where you can find me.
Right. Goodbye, Mrs...
Whittaker.
I'll remember that. Goodbye.
He's not very happy.
He seemed all right to me. Nice man.
One of the best. He just don't like being retired, and that's a fact.
But it's early days, Dad.
Maybe. I'll give him till Christmas to sort it out, at the earliest.
Another drink, Dad?
Yes, thanks, Bob. Grapefruit and tonic, on one condition.
What's that?
You turn off that hideously infantile rubbish on the box.
Your wish, old father, is my command. Sure it's only grapefruit and tonic?
Positive. Where are the women?
Washing up.
Oh, we should be there helping them.
So we should. Here.
Thanks. Yeah, there's gin in this.
So who's complaining? Cheers.
Cheers. You are under orders, I take it?
Orders?
Yeah. Find out what's wrong with your father.
Is there anything wrong?
Not a thing.
But, you aren't doing anything.
Apart from eating, sleeping, watching telly and doing the garden crossword. Except for orders, that is. Can't fathom that chap at all.
Is that enough?
Well, what do you want? Me doing an 8-hour shift down a pit?
Hi.
Hmm? Oh, hi. Come in.
I am in. Beethoven?
Yeah.
Which one?
Ludwig.
Oh, Dad.
Razumovsky String Quartet. An adequate antidote to the Christmas treacle, don't you think?
Don't pretend to be an old Scrooge.
Oh.
I want to talk.
It's a pity about Tom.
Dilly's about to pop. It wouldn't have been sensible.
Always sensible, Jan.
Not always, Dad.
Oh. Don't tell me young Dr. Carter's falling under the spell of a mere male at last.
I'm not sure.
Who is he?
One of the consultants.
No name?
Not yet.
Scared?
A bit. I'm just not sure. He's very special, but 8 years older. And divorced.
It matters?
Of course. When? If I get married, I want it to turn out like you and Mum.
That's not very grammatical, but flattering.
I think all five of us appreciated growing up in a stable but stimulating environment.
Yes, Doctor.
Sorry. You know what I mean.
Yes. Having our quarrels at the bottom of the garden, or buried under blankets.
You didn't.
We did. Well, if you get half serious about your not-so-young man, bring him to see us.
I will. Now, how about you?
Ah, I wonder when that was going to come.
Mum's worried.
So I've gathered.
We all are.
Nothing to worry about.
How about the book you were going to write?
Chapter 3, Writer's Block.
Golf?
3 times a week. For a fortnight. Not for me, really.
What is for you?
Who knows?
Come on, Dad, I'm serious.
At Christmas? Oh, Janet, love, let's pull a few crackers and enjoy the grandchildren in the morning, eh? I take it Rob's brought his cine?
No, he's into video now.
Nah, it's not the same.
So they tell me. Where's your camera?
Somewhere in the loft.
You took some smashing films.
A few.
And stills. I've got that Whitby photograph on my wall.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, I suppose.
It was beautiful. And what about the painting?
Oh, Jan, I don't believe this. My favourite daughter.
Your only daughter?
My favourite only daughter berating me.
Yes, and all to no purpose, I fear. Here, have a splash of tipple and get your ugly mug down to the festive throng.
Who could refuse such a lovely invitation?
You, when you're in one of your obstinate moods. But be warned. Before I leave, I'm going to give you a consultation that would cost all of 100 guineas in any London clinic.
Frank, are you?
Yeah.
It's all right. I'm still awake.
Oh.
What have you been doing?
Oh, the usual. Loading the dishwasher, locking the doors, watching the late night film.
Oh, suitably bawdy, I trust.
Oh, very. Lovely film. Helped along with a couple of surreptitious noggins, of course.
Of course. Thanks for all your help.
Oh, thanks for all yours.
Oh, another Christmas come and gone.
Mm, right. Don't get sentimental. Move over.
Now, are you going to snore?
How do I know?
Well, it's normally directly proportional to the amount of alcohol you've consumed after 9 o'clock.
Oh, so we're adding drinking to my other crimes, are we?
What crimes?
Not specified. Except that two of our offspring went out of their way, between pulling crackers and kissing under the mistletoe, to suggest I'm losing my marbles.
Rubbish. Oh, stop digging your knees into me.
You put them up to it.
I did not. Didn't you enjoy having them all?
Yeah, loved it. When I wasn't washing up or hoovering broken nutshells off the carpet. Sorry Tom didn't make it.
Oh, Dilly's baby's due any day now.
Yeah. You really worried?
About Dilly?
No, me.
Oh, yes. But I didn't ask them to badger you.
I need time.
How long?
I don't know.
What did Janet say?
Oh, in so many words, some sort of depression.
Well, what did you say to that?
It was worse when I stopped smoking.
It's not true, is it? This depression?
No, I'll survive.
You sure?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, get off.
What?
Well, stop it. I want to talk.
Oh, well, that's a new one. Talk away.
Do you mind me going on with all my bits and pieces?
Such as?
Well, being a magistrate, school governor, secretary of the Arts Festival, that sort of thing.
Should I mind?
Well, now you've retired.
Do I miss school lunches, you mean?
Do you?
Only Tuesdays and Fridays.
Oh.
Want me to take over the laundry?
Don't be serious, love.
And have my daughter, the doctor, tell me I'm depressed? Why do you ask?
Well, because a couple of days before Christmas, before the family arrived, Philip, you know Philip?
I know Philip.
Well, he wondered if I'd like to do a couple of days a week in their practice. A
couple of days?
Well, 2.5, maybe.
Receptionist?
No, the group has no problem there. It's the clinical notes on patients, negotiations with the hospital, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sally Pollard's been doing it, but she's having problems with her mother. She'd like to go part-time, for a time.
You'd like to have a go? You're up to it?
Yes.
Well, what do you want me to say?
What you honestly think?
Do it, if you can cope.
Sure.
Certain.
It means I won't have so much time for you.
Oh, come on, love, you've always time for me. Well, nearly always.
It's time you gave it up.
I thought I had.
Oh, you poor old thing. Here.
Peaches and cream. I love you, Cass.
I love you too.
you know. You still have most of those buzzumy juveniles we saw in the summer, beaten clean out of sight.
Now I know you're a con man. And you still sleep next door.
After. Eh?
Yes. After.
Hello again, Mrs. Whittaker.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carter.
Three times in a week. It's got to be more than a coincidence. Did you get the book I recommended?
Oh, yes, it's great.
Thought you'd like it. Down there's the rain again. Where's Herbert?
He's out for the day at his sister's in Wakefield.
No dinner to cook, then?
No.
I tell you what, Kath's away on some magistrate's course, so I'm about to walk across the road into the Bell for a drink and a bar lunch. How about joining me?
Well, I...
Oh, come on. Make a change. If we stand here any longer, we'll get soaked to the skin. Come on, quick, before the lights change.
Omelette okay?
Mm, lovely.
You should have had the steak and kidney with me. Melted in the mouth.
Mm, I must say, it looked nice. They all seem to know you. Do you come here often?
Not so often, but you soon get known.
That's the trouble.
What trouble?
Well, me being with you.
Oh, God, Mrs. Whittaker. Maureen, forget it. I once brought four of my loveliest ex-6 formers to sample the steak and kidney, and nobody thought I was setting up a harem.
There is a difference.
True, you're more attractive. Oh. Another drink.
No, this'll do me. You're not very happy, are you?
Hmm? No.
What is it?
I don't know.
That you do. You haven't treated me to a ham and tomato omelette and half a shandy for nothing. You want to talk about something.
Oh, well, that's plain enough.
That's right. Plain of face and plain by nature, my mam used to say.
I would hardly have said plain of face.
Get on with it, Mr. Carter.
I miss work.
Why?
Hard to put into words. The imperative. I had to go to work. That was the mainspring of my life. From the first school bell at 10 to 9 to the last one at 4 o'clock.
A bit earlier these days.
Hmm. Pattern's changed.
I don't believe it. Altogether.
Oh? Why not?
I know what you mean. But I think you miss being needed. And liked. According to Dad, everybody liked you.
Not really true.
True enough.
Hmm. Well, I suppose so. Now, it's just me on my own.
Not quite.
Fair enough. The other day, for no reason at all, I started to cry.
It's not a crime.
There was no reason for it.
Of course there was. After Jack died, it happened to me for more than a year.
Well, I can understand that. That was a real tragedy. How did it happen?
He went to the doctor in the June and died in September. He was 52. I married him when I was 19. When he died, I didn't know what to do. After 22 years of looking after him. There wasn't much money. I had to let the house go. I cried an awful lot. Then Dad said, why didn't I move in with him? He had the room.
And you had someone to look after?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to be talking about my problems.
Oh, looks a change from me moaning about my own. Have you any children?
No. It just didn't happen.
We've 5. They just happened. Enjoy your lunch?
Yeah, very much. It's nice to have someone to talk to besides Dad.
Sure, your friends?
Oh, a few. And relatives I don't much care for.
Mm. No man in particular, if you don't mind me asking?
I've had a few unsolicited inquiries I didn't fancy much.
Mm.
And there's Ben.
Oh.
He's a gardener too. Works for a market gardener. He's a bit younger than me. But I've Dad on my hands now he's retired and Ben's not keen to share a house with a father-in-law. So, there we are. No go.
Life's never very simple, is it?
You can say that again. I think I'd better go. Have a basket full of iron interface.
Oh, not another drink?
Oh, no, thanks. I really have enjoyed it.
We must do it again sometime.
Not to worry now.
I'm away for a week. Been bullied into walking in the Lake District with my brother-in-law and friends. Some sort of devious scheme to get me fit and in touch with Mother Nature. So help me, they do keep trying.
Well, Frank, how are the feet tonight?
Pretty good, Desmond. How are yours?
Oh, this is just a gentle stroll for me. It's Helvellyn tomorrow.
Depending on the weather.
Couldn't be better for late February.
Forecast not all that bright.
Oh, don't bother your head about it, old boy. I can do Helvellyn by the seat of my pants in an Arctic blizzard.
Good for you, Desmond. I prefer to be on my feet and seeing where I'm going.
Oh, cautious sides, eh? Mind, I do envy you a bit.
Oh? What for?
Well, this is a stolen week for me and most of my chums. Work for us all on Monday. You've got all the time in the world now. You're retired.
I see, yes, you're right. I've got all the time in the world.
Right, everybody, I think we better stop and take a few minutes' shelter.
Not going over on the seat of your pants today, Desmond.
Look at it, pretty bloody wicked, right out the blue.
Just what the Met people forecast.
Didn't know you're an expert.
I'm not, but I'm 60 years old, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing halfway up a mountain in a bloody snowstorm. I'll see you back in a pub.
For God's sake, man, you can't go down your own.
Don't worry. If you're not back in 3 hours, I'll rouse the rescue services.
Oh, Mummy didn't.
Honestly, he just walked down the mountain and left them to follow.
What happened after?
Oh, we had a row. I told him it was rude and dangerous to leave Desmond like that. And he told me Desmond was a nit who didn't check the weather. Anyway, he'd apologised and he didn't want to talk about it and so on and so on.
You've made it up, I hope.
Oh, yes. He brought me a huge bunch of flowers and reminded me he'd been the president of the University Alpine Club.
True.
He has albums of photos to prove it. It was all so much out of character.
How?
He just blew up. So angry, I didn't believe it. He did the same on the mountain. He shouted.
Doesn't sound like Dad. Mm. Can you cope with it?
Oh, I have to. I told him I'd drop some of my activities, but he says I shouldn't.
Of course you shouldn't. Dad's got to sort himself out.
Now, you said he was depressed.
Well, it looks like apathy, surges of temper, sunny periods. Nothing to worry about so far. I mean, how long is it since he retired?
Oh, 8 months.
Nothing, really. He was married too long to that damned school. What does he do with his days?
Oh, lots of things about the house. Painting, you know, new locks, the garden, long walks.
Not really enough.
No. He seems to get on with Herbert Brown all right.
Who's that?
The gardener who retired at the same time as Frank. I think Frank gives him a hand on his allotment.
The exercise will do him good. Now, if we're to get to the festival hall by 7, we'd best get our skates on.
Here, let me take that, Herbert.
No, I can manage.
Not with your back.
Right, got it.
Now, where do you want it?
By yon path there. I can spread it later.
Right. Let's do.
Aye, that's fine.
Whew. No.
Thanks.
No bother. Now, what about the rest?
Oh, they'll wait a while. We'll have a cup of tea first in a minute, if that suits you.
Down to my muddy wellies. Leave me to it. Good cup, Herbert.
Aye. Maureen makes me a big flask. I bring milk and sugar separate.
You're more land than I thought.
It's too much for me on my own.
Who owns it?
I do. It's a bit of old railway land that Beechin ditched.
Freehold?
Aye. Oh, my dad had a bit of insurance money when he died. It wasn't all that dear.
What was the idea?
I reckon I'd leave council work and set up on my own. But I never got round to it.
Not enough capital?
Aye, something like that. Then I did me back in. I've never cultivated more than a third of it. And I wouldn't have done that this year without your help.
I've enjoyed it, Herbert. Fresh air does me good.
Now then, what's all this? Slacking again.
Sorry, miss.
Hey, take a look at that lot we've got ready for planting, eh?
Oh,
Not bad.
Not bad. Twice as much as last year, and all Mr. Carter's doing.
Not true. Mug of tea, Maureen?
No, thanks. It's too strong for me.
Oh, I can't stand maiden's water. What is it you want, then?
I've brought you some sandwiches, like you asked.
Oh, ta.
Cheese and tomato and a few ham.
Enough for both of us, is there?
Oh, that's all right, but I'll have to go before 12.
You sure?
Yes. I can give you another half hour, then I'll have to go.
How about you, Dad?
Oh, I'll have me sandwiches and maybe do an hour's planting out. Then maybe I'll sit in the park and throw a few crusts to the ducks.
Feel rotten leaving him to do all the planting out.
Don't be daft. It's not your plot. He's quite capable, you know. Apart from the hard work which you've provided for the past 3 weeks.
Oh, glad to.
I never quite saw you as a son of the soil.
Wrong again. My grandfather was a blacksmith come farmer, and I can muck out a stable with the best of them. Well, I could. And plough a straightish furrow.
Oh, you're full of surprises.
Mm.
You were in the war?
Just. Called up in 43. Mm. I was 17 and a bit. Long time ago.
More wine?
Thanks.
What then?
Oh, lots of square bashing. Idiots shouting at us. They all got shipped to Normandy. D+3, I think it was. War's a rough business, Maureen.
Exciting, though, wasn't it?
Yes, when you're 18. But dirty, rotten and terrifying. God, when I remember some of it, I still want to dash to the lab. You don't know what terror is till you've been in the middle of a battle.
No battle today.
No. No. What made you pick this place?
You don't like it?
No, it's fine. As motels go, it's a 3-star quality. You don't seem too happy.
Oh, I'm all right. A bit scared, maybe. Sorry, it was my idea.
No, it was our idea. Does Ben know how often I've seen you?
No. How about Kath?
No. She thinks I'm helping Herbert. And I often take off for a couple of days on my own.
I suppose we have been seeing each other too often.
Yes, far too often. You sure about this afternoon?
I think so. Well, that's why we came, isn't it?
Yes. All we have to do is finish our drinks and walk across the way. Room 16. Have you done this before?
No.
Never?
Never.
Nor me. Yeah, you still want to?
Yes.
But you'd be happier if we didn't.
Yes.
So will I. We're a pair of fools.
Who ought to know better.
I've been working up to today for weeks. Now the moment's come, I'll let you down.
Of course you haven't.
There's Kath.
And Ben.
No future in it for either of us.
No.
You don't mind?
Of course I mind, you silly man. But we have no right, do we?
No right at all. It'll save all that undressing and dressing.
Yeah. And I put on my best brown pants.
Ooh, I say.
It'd be a good idea if we didn't see each other. For a time, at least.
Yeah. Do you think Herbert will be able to manage the plot?
He'll have to. His back's not as bad as he makes out.
I'll miss it. Look after yourself.
I will.
And keep up the reading for that course, eh?
Yeah. Are you all right?
Yeah.
You're looking very pale.
Oh, it's nothing. Come on, let's beat a quick retreat before we change our minds yet again.
Frank!
Yeah?
Frank!
Yeah, love?
Oh, I didn't realise you were home.
Been in the shed making a couple of new stays for the fence. You're looking for a kitchen hand to do a few veg?
No, I've just had your Herbert Brown's daughter on the phone.
Maureen? What's she want?
Well, she was very upset.
What about?
Her father.
He's ill?
No, he's at the police station.
Herbert? Whatever for?
They're keeping him in overnight. He's been charged. He'll appear in the magistrate's court in the morning.
Well, what's he been charged with?
Indecent assault on little girls in the park.
Oh, good God. Not Herbert, I can't believe it.
Oh, it's true enough. I rang the superintendent at the station. I had a policewoman on watch after some complaints. She arrested him. There could be as many as 20 kids involved.
How bad?
Well, mostly touching in return for sweets.
Stupid old bugger. Now, what happens now?
Oh, before the bench in the morning. Remand for 7 days. Probably not in custody, I understand.
Oh, well, that's something.
Is it? Sometimes they're safer in a cell.
I'll have to help.
I thought you might.
He needs somebody to support him.
Yes. So will his daughter.
Yes. Now, what's the form, love? I mean, you know about these things.
Well, you'll need a solicitor, a good one.
Know any?
Yes, I'll give you a name. He specialises in these sorts of cases.
Thanks. And it could be just some awful mistake.
Oh, don't delude yourself, Frank. To put it crudely, he's had his hands up a lot of little girls' knickers and they're going to nail him.
Prison?
Possibly. The bench could well remit the case to a Crown Court and a jury. It could get 2 years.
Better kill him.
I doubt it.
Well, you don't see it as a tragedy.
I've seen it too often, Frank. It's always a tragedy when they're caught. What was it last week when he was indulging his nasty, selfish perversion on little girls?
Do you think I shouldn't help him?
No, it's your choice.
No, I can't desert him.
I'd probably think less of you if you did. But don't ask me to sympathise. I remember Janet when she was 9 or 10.
Thanks for getting that solicitor, Jack.
All right, is he?
He's very sharp. Mind, he says I haven't much chance. He reckons I'll have to plead guilty. I never meant to hurt them, Mr. Carter.
But you did hurt them, Herbert.
I was only petting them.
You mean that's how it started?
Yes. Well, maybe I let it go too far.
Very much too far. Well, I'll do what I can for collecting as many character witnesses as possible.
Thanks. I'm very grateful.
How long is it since we were here last?
Couple of months.
Not quite as cheerful this time.
No. Anything to eat?
No. A coffee will do. I'm not that hungry.
Nor me. I saw Herbert this morning.
Yes, so he said.
He doesn't seem to understand how serious it is.
I think he's trying to forget it ever happened. What's his chances?
It all depends on the day and who's on the bench, according to Kath.
What does she think about it?
Not much in favour. She's a bit against child molesters.
How do you think I feel? It takes me all my time to talk to him. My own father interfering with little girls makes me feel sick. I don't like going into the local shops anymore.
Guilt by association. We can't just dump him, Maureen.
We haven't, have we? Maybe I'm an obligation. I'm his daughter. You've none. And nobody could have done more than you.
Well, you can't let one transgression wipe out all the virtues of 50 years.
One transgression? Oh, Frank, don't you wonder how long this sort of thing's been going on? I do, but I daren't ask.
Nice to see you, Frank. Where have you been hiding?
Getting used to full-time idleness. Letting you lot settle down without ghosts from the past haunting you.
Pretty substantial ghost, I must say. How's Kath?
Fine.
Saw her at a committee the other week, but couldn't get a word. Doing anything for Easter?
No, not as far as I know.
3 more days and Liz and I are away to Switzerland. Last of the snow. But I take it you've not come to talk about winter sport.
No. It's Herbert Brown.
Herbert. Yes.
You've heard about his trouble?
Yes, I'm sorry about it.
How sorry?
Well,
I'm trying to cobble up a bunch of character referees. I thought you might join. How about it?
Yes, that's a bit difficult.
I don't see why. Herbert had a pretty clean slate while he worked for us. 14 years, wasn't it?
Yes. I've had some visits from the police.
I see.
It seems that as a result of the publicity generated by the case, three or four of our ex-pupils have turned up with tales about Herbert. Things that took place in the garden shed. The police weren't entirely convinced, but if they decide to push that particular line, we'll no doubt get dozens who suddenly remember Herbert's activities. And if I appear to support the defence, the prosecution might well turn the screw. Bad for me, and school, and Herbert.
I see. I'm
sorry, Frank. If you want to help Herbert, leave me out of it. And I have to say, I'm not at all certain I want to help Herbert in a case like this.
Frank! Wait a minute, Frank! Oh, Mr. Carter, I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Whittaker. You have not met my wife. Kathleen, this is Mrs. Whittaker. Maureen Whittaker.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to catch you before you left to thank you. I don't think we'd have got through it all without you.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
The lawyer said he was lucky to only get a fine and a suspended sentence.
Yes.
After all the evidence, very lucky.
Because he pleaded guilty?
Probably. It saved the little girls from giving evidence. Not very pleasant evidence.
No.
What did Herbert say?
Not much.
Where is he?
Home, I hope. I bundled him into a taxi. There was a crowd of women waiting outside the court. It wasn't very nice.
Perhaps only to be expected, Mrs. Whittaker.
I suppose so. How long will the aggro go on?
Usually a month or so.
Is there nothing we can do about it?
Ring the police.
Doesn't always work in these sorts of cases.
You mean just grin and bear it?
Yes. Of course, you could always move house to avoid it.
I didn't get the feeling you were very sympathetic.
Well, you know my views on men like that.
Yes, and I agree. But you've got to weigh it against the 40-odd years of basic boring slog.
No, I don't. There's no excuse. Did you ever touch one of all the hundreds of girls in your care?
God, no, never.
Well, you attempted, of course.
No. Well, you're right. There were some who tried it on, as young as 13 or 14. And others who didn't.
But you didn't touch them?
No. Just not that sort of man.
When it came to little girls, very little girls, Herbert was.
Yes.
Will you go on helping him?
I don't know. I'll have to sort it out for myself.
Thought you had other things to sort out.
Me, you mean?
Yes.
Suppose it had been a bit of a trial.
Not a trial, love. A pain in the arse. You've cut yourself off from all your old colleagues. We have no social life worth speaking of. You disappear for days on end without any explanation. Not caring a damn how much you worry me or your kids.
I'm sorry.
Wonder sometimes whether you're happy with your child molester and his daughter than with me.
That's not fair, Kath.
But is it true?
No, you bloody know that.
Yes. Oh, I shouldn't have said it.
But you did. Are we having a row?
What?
Having a row, because if you want one, I'm game.
Oh, Frank. What's the matter?
Well, I'm pig sick of having all and sundry trying to run my life for me. I'll do what I want, when I want, how I want, right?
Right.
And if I want to help Herbert, I will. God, when I think of that hypocritical bugger, Charlie Collingwood. Might hurt the school and Herbert. Claptrap. Do you want me to be another Charlie Collingwood?
No. Have you finished?
Finished what?
Shouting at me.
Oh. Yes, sorry. It's just, this retirement business is getting me down.
Yeah, that's obvious.
But if you and the kids would just leave me to it. It isn't easy, you know.
No, but thousands of people seem to manage without too much soul-searching.
It's just that I don't want to fill the last 20 years of my life with bits and pieces from Father Christmas's lucky bank.
Most people do, and enjoy it.
Well, not for me. I've got to find something with a purpose, no matter how long it takes me.
Here we go again. Okay, love, seek your holy grail, but remember, if you spoil your life, you spoil mine. I'm sorry I provoked you.
I'm sorry I blew up. I do it too often these days, don't I?
Yes.
I don't know why. It's like a sudden storm. After, I feel awful. Physically, I mean. Really rotten sometimes.
You're not ill, are you?
No.
You sure? Apart from these bouts.
Good to tell you were a nurse. No, I'm fine. For a 60-year-old codger. Yeah. You busy this week?
Fairly. Why?
I thought I'd slope off for a couple of days. Just to get this Herbert business out of my system. Do you mind?
Well, no.
As long as it's not too long.
Couple of days. Now, shall I do us a farewell omelette and chips, or take you out for a make-it-up snack at Luigi's?
Oh, what are we going to do with you? I'll take Luigi. He makes better omelettes.
Hello, Janet Carter speaking.
Oh, Janet, it's Mum. Your dad isn't there by any chance?
No, haven't seen him for weeks. He's not gone walkabout again.
Yes, 4 days.
Oh, Lord. You've rung the boys?
Oh, all of them. No luck there. And 2 or 3 places we used to visit.
How was he?
What?
How was he before he went?
Oh, well, cheerful. Well, as cheerful as he ever is these days.
But not really down?
No, you don't think...
No, sorry I said that. He's not even sent a postcard?
No.
Did he tell you he was going?
Well, yes, but he didn't say it was going to be for 4 days.
Ring the police.
What?
Ring the police. Oh. Come on, Mum, you're the legal star of the family. Ask them to keep an eye open for him. Tell them what he looks like and the car.
Well, you really think I should? I mean, it does make it a bit public.
So what? You do want him back, don't you?
Well, of course I do. I'm lost without him, even in his present daft mood.
Then ring the police.
All right, I will.
Mum?
Yes?
You have tried that gardener chap, the one who was...
Oh, Herbert Brown. No, I haven't heard of him since the case.
Well, how about his daughter?
What about her?
Well, this is speaking out of turn, but listening to Dad the last time I saw him, I got the impression he and she were getting on pretty well. Mum? Still there?
Yes.
Look, I'm not suggesting there's anything wrong going on, just that she might have an idea where he's gone.
Yes.
It's worth trying.
Yes, I'll talk to her before I ring the police.
You'll ring me again?
Yes.
I've a couple of days free at the weekend. Want me to come up?
No, I'm probably only making a stupid fuss. I'll let you know what happens.
Promise?
Promise.
Mrs. Whittaker?
Yes. Mrs. Carter, isn't it?
Yes, your father said you might be here.
You've seen him?
Yes, in his hut on his plot.
Would you like to sit down?
Yes.
Thanks.
You still look after him?
Yes. He's my father. I do my best.
I'm sure you do. I'm looking for my husband.
Oh. He's gone off again?
Yes. 4 days this time.
And no word?
No.
He'll be all right. I'm sure.
You came here with Frank?
Yes. Not a crime, I hope.
Often?
Often enough. 6 or 8 times. I usually had an omelette. He preferred the steak and kidney.
Behind my back?
That's one way of putting it.
Is there another way?
Yes. I needed somebody to talk to. And so did he.
Cheating?
We both knew that. But you come to a time when it doesn't matter all that much. And in case you're going to ask... We never went to bed together.
I wasn't going to ask.
No? I have to admit, I'm sorry we didn't.
Oh? He's a lot older than you.
Is that important?
I don't know.
There was only one problem.
Yes?
He just happens to love you more than he likes me.
It's hard to believe.
It's true, Mrs. Carter. I'm going to settle for a chap called Ben. Not quite so exciting or interesting as your husband, but very dependable and very good with roses.
Oh, I didn't mean to be so aggressive.
You have every right. We got as far as a motel lunch, then both chickened out. I think he felt he had to make the offer.
Foolish man.
Yeah, most of them are, aren't they?
Have you any idea where he might be?
We only went out of town a couple of times, but I got the idea there is a spot he's very fond of when he's particularly low.
I'm
Mr. Carter?
Yes?
All right, sir.
Fine, officer.
Your wife's been a bit worried where you are, like.
Oh. Yes, I should have rung.
What are you doing here, sir?
Just looking over the cliff now and again.
Any reason, sir?
Yes. 30 years ago, one of my best lads left school at 4 o'clock on Friday, his last Friday at school, and an hour later, he fell over this cliff looking for birds' eggs. He was a good lad, you know.
Yes, sir, but, well, we can't grieve forever, can we? Your wife's waiting for you.
Oh, yes. I did ring from the cafe the other day. No answer.
She'd be out.
Yes, she's pretty busy. I think maybe I'd best go home.
Right, sir. You feel fit enough?
Pretty fit. Yeah, short of a shave or two.
Nothing else?
What else?
Well, just to be on the safe side, would you mind blowing into this bag, sir?
Oh.
Hello, love. I'm back.
So I see.
I've poured you a drink.
Thanks.
And booked us in for a meal in the new French place in the square.
Oh.
I can cancel it if you're too tired.
It's been a long day.
One of your health centre days?
Yes. Make a note. Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. Philip was very good. He gave me 2 hours off.
Shopping?
No. Finding out where the hell you'd got to.
Oh. Do you know that damn policeman breathalyzed me?
He should have pushed you over the cliff.
Oh. Oh, you're mad.
God, I am. 4 days and not a word.
Well, I rang 3 or 4 times. No answer.
So why didn't you come home?
Well, I said I'd be away for a bit.
A day or two at the most, you said. How long would it have been if I hadn't got the police out?
The same, probably. How did you find me?
I had a word with your gardening friend.
Herbert?
Yes, and he put me on to his daughter.
Oh.
Whom I found in the Red Lion.
I see.
Where I understand you frequently lodged together.
Now and again.
And took car rides in the country afterwards.
Twice. We talked.
So she said.
I told you more than once I'd seen her.
At the allotment or the bloody public library, not holding hands under a table at the Red Lion or playing kneesies in your pet BMW.
I don't think you can play kneesies in a BMW.
Oh, you know what I mean. And there I was, worried sick. You were heading for a nervous breakdown.
Me?
Yes, you.
Well, I've only been working things out.
Great. In bed with Maureen Whittaker.
No, not once.
Never ever considered it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. How many times?
What?
Did you contemplate cohabiting, to put it politely, with your lady friend?
Twice. Vaguely. Once seriously. And she's not my lady friend.
How serious?
5 daft minutes. Then I remembered I love you. And she has her father and a chap called Ben.
Well, and what if she hadn't had her father and a chap called Ben?
I still love you. Mm. Oh, come on, Carth. It was nothing. I haven't seen her for 2 months.
Oh, men. Bloody men.
I'm sorry.
And saying that doesn't make it any better. You should have told me.
What? That I had a bar lunch with a woman? Once, twice, 4, 5, 6 times? The same woman? What would you have said?
Get stuffed.
Right.
She's younger than I am.
10 years or so.
And attractive.
And intelligent.
I'm not.
Oh, don't be silly. Her intelligence has been wasted for 30 years. She's thinking of joining a foundation course at the College of F.E. as a starter. I helped her sort out some history and literature books to get her going. Oh,
that's a new one.
Hardly. How about the time dear old Philip cuddled you through that medical secretarial course?
He didn't cuddle me. And there's no need to drag in ancient history.
What, just 6 years ago? Ancient.
Oh, well, if that's your game, let's remember the little French assistant and the lady badminton star, Gloria, wasn't it? The one with the spots.
Two to you. Of course, there was Reg, secretary of the Conservative Club.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, come to think of it. He was a bit of a pudding. Are we still going to eat?
We are, so long as you're paying.
I am. But no lobster on tonight's menu, eh?
There wouldn't be.
Sorry, love. Oh, sorry about Maureen. Really was nothing, you know. Maybe I'm getting too old for little flings.
Nonsense.
And for being away so long.
What were you doing all that time?
Taking photographs.
Lots of them. Walking along the cliffs. Writing letters to the kids. And you.
Me?
Yeah. You'll probably get it tomorrow. Mostly apologising for being such a pain in the arse. And also...
Don't tell me. Let me read it.
Right. Oh, and I did a fair amount of thinking about revising my plan for the future.
Oh, you had a plan?
Yeah. Of sorts, and then this business with Herbert cropped up and changed it.
Herbert? What's he got to do with it? Ah! Oh, what is it, Frank?
Bloody pain!
Hey, you all right?
It's probably indigestion. Had it once or twice lately.
You've gone very white. Are you sure you're all right?
A bit seedy lately. I didn't enjoy our fight very
much. Oh, good God. Frank! 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 Oh, hang on, love. I'll get some help. Hello. Yes. Yeah, it's an emergency. Catherine Carter. 17 miles an avenue off Bremer Road. That's it. Ambulance, please, as quick as you can. My husband's just had a heart attack. Oh, hell. Don't die on me now. Come on. On your back. That's it. Now, let's see what we can do. And back a bit more. Here we go.
Mrs. Carter.
Oh. Dr. Ferguson. Yes, I must have nodded off.
I'm not surprised. It's nearly 4 in the morning.
So late.
Yes. Did they bring you some tea?
Oh, every hour, bless them. How is he?
Not good. He survived 2 big ones. They knocked the system about a bit. With luck, he'll get away with it.
Luck?
Well, he's had one enormous piece of luck already.
Oh, what's that?
You. Those first 3 minutes saved him.
Oh, it was instinctive.
Well, not for everybody, Mrs. Carter. I hear you've had a clinical background.
Pretty rusty. 2 years at medical school and nursing. All years ago.
Still doing any?
No. Part-time medical secretary, nothing much.
Damn useful to have around in an emergency. It was only 3 minutes before you got his pulse going.
Sure. I was considering bashing his chest with the piano stool.
Guaranteed to bust a few ribs.
Can I see him?
Not much point. He's flat out and plumbed to the eyeballs. Still. 2 minutes then.
Thanks.
Then home?
No.
Okay, that chair looks pretty uncomfortable.
It'll do.
Come on, we'll go and squint at Superman. And I'll see if Sister can find you a better spot to kip. Hello, nurse.
Hello, Doctor.
How is he?
About the same. Pulse is a bit stronger.
Good. Colour's better, too. He's not shown any sign of coming round.
No. I thought he tried to open his eyes half an hour ago, but that was all.
Better than nothing. If he doesn't have another one, I think he'll be all right. Should be conscious before long, hopefully. Where did you put Mrs. Carter?
Spare bed off ward 2. She's tough.
You have to be when your husband has a heart attack. When he comes round, let her have a few minutes, then pack her off home.
Hello, love.
Hi.
How do you feel?
Tired and sore. What happened?
You had a bit of a heart attack.
How big a bit?
Biggish.
What time is it?
11 o'clock.
Been out 5 hours?
It's 11 in the morning.
God. Do the kids know?
Yes, I rang an hour ago. They all wanted to come rushing up. I told them not to.
Quite right, too.
Janet's coming at the weekend.
Good. I suppose you stayed here all night?
Yes.
You shouldn't have.
They found me a bed.
Hey. What's this? Tears?
Oh, love.
I thought you were going to die. Straight after our row.
Row?
What fools we are.
I thought you knew that years ago.
Ah, here you are. How does it feel to be going home?
Hey, is that right?
Didn't the big boss tell you this morning?
No. He seemed satisfied, but, well, he's hardly the great communicator, is he?
No. He's actually very pleased. We all are. You've recovered faster than any of us expected.
Thanks to you.
And the others.
Well, when do I get out?
Day after tomorrow.
Hey.
We still need a few tests, and you'll be hauled in regularly for checks, of course. How do you feel?
Fine. I never thought I'd get knocked over like that.
No, you don't fit the classical pattern. You don't smoke or drink to excess, and you're a lean six-footer. Not enough exercise, maybe? And a family inheritance?
It could be. My father went that way, and a couple of uncles. Mm. So, what happens now?
Oh, well, we'll deal out a few diet plans. Yeah. Bottle of pills to thin the blood and so on.
No restrictions?
Restrictions?
Well, climbing mountains. Sex.
Well, no mountains. Light exercise. Walking, washing up, that sort of thing for a month or two.
And sex?
No panting orgasms for 2 or 3 months. I'll have a word with Mrs. Carter about it.
Hey, don't you bloody dare. I am very grateful, you know.
Yes, so they all tell me. You're number one in their charts.
Well, when you're out on your own, not much more than a lump of helpless flesh and bone. You do have to depend on somebody else's skill and feeling for another human being.
Yes. We're not bad on the first. I'm not always sure about the second.
They were great, all of them. Particularly that lovely girl whose dad played cricket for Barbados.
Oh, Ella. Mm. Yes, she's good. I'm trying to persuade her to apply for medical school. Ah. But she has a loving boyfriend.
I'll keep at it.
I will. Did you catch that dynamic young woman visitor yesterday?
Hilary Allerton, yes. She's a real bomb, isn't she?
Mm.
One of my ex-pupils. Currently devastating Leeds University. Next woman prime minister, of course.
God preserve us.
Oh, her heart's in the right place.
Ah, I think you have a visitor.
I'll see you before I go.
I expect so.
Hello.
Hello, Maureen. Nice to see you.
And you. How are you?
Fine. Still malingering.
Was it bad?
Pretty bad.
I'm sorry I haven't visited you before.
That's all right. I got inundated with visits and cards.
Your wife knows I'm here.
Oh.
It was her idea, really, that I should tell you myself.
Tell me what?
About Dad.
Oh. What about him?
He's dead.
He's what? Herbert?
Yes. He drowned himself in the canal.
Oh. No. What for God's sake?
The shame. He couldn't stand it. They shouted at him in the street and pelted stones through the windows. And they burned his shed down.
On the plot?
Yes. I would have let you know before, except Kath thought you were too ill.
Poor old Herbert. Can't have been easy for you.
No. But I'll manage. I'm going to marry Ben. After a bit of time, of course.
I'm pleased, very pleased. We'll get invited, I hope.
Eh? Oh, yes. It didn't cause any trouble, what I told your wife.
Well, there's nothing to trouble her, really. Was there?
No.
Will Ben go on with the same job?
I think so. He'd like to take over Dad's land, but he hasn't enough money to go on his own.
A pity. What will you do with the land?
Sell it, most likely.
Hmm. Should get a good price.
Not so much. The council won't give permission for building on it, so nobody wants to pay much for it.
Well, you never know. I'd like to have a word with you, Ben, when I get out of here.
Oh, why?
Well, just to see what you're letting yourself in for, eh?
Hell's bells. What a weekend, eh?
Not too much for you, was it?
God, no, I'd never been so pampered in all my life.
Cheek. You take your pills?
Mm. And done my gentle exercises. They're a good lot, aren't they?
Lovely. How do you like the new baby?
Noisy and smelly.
She's lovely.
If you say so. So are you.
Hmm. Not so bad yourself.
Hey, is that an invitation?
Well, not really. I mean...
Dr. Ferguson said 3 months. It's been 14 weeks and 3 days.
You've been counting.
Damn right I have.
Oh, I'm scared.
But what a way to go.
Frank, don't say that.
Sorry.
You didn't see it happen.
No. I owe you an awful lot.
No, you don't. I'm just a bit neurotic about it. Come on, cuddle up. You're so much more settled since it happened.
I'm beginning to value all I have.
Like me.
Yes. And I have a plan.
Oh, I knew it. You're plotting something awful.
Terrible.
What?
Tell you tomorrow.
Why not now?
Because there's something I want you to see first.
A house?
No.
What?
Show you tomorrow.
Oh, you can be totally infuriating.
But nice with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about one of those non-panting orgasms Dr. Ferguson recommended, eh?
Oh.
Well, what do you think?
Think about what?
The plot.
It's Herbert Brown's allotment, or whatever. Eh, what happened to the shed?
Got burned down.
Oh, I remember. Stupid vandals. Well, I've seen it. What now?
It's mine.
What?
Yeah. Well, it will be in a month or so.
You're buying it?
If you approve.
Well, what on earth for?
To grow things.
You always grumbled about the garden.
Well, when I was working, it was a bind.
Oh, so what changed it?
Working with Herbert this spring. I really enjoyed it.
You can't dig all that lot. The doctors won't let you.
No, I'll do the light stuff. Ben reckons I'll be able to manage the heathers and the conifers.
Ben?
You know, the one Maureen's marrying.
Oh.
I wondered about going into partnership with Herbert before his trouble. Then he died. So, I've got Ben and his brother. They'll put in the graft and expertise and
yeah,
I'll...
Wait a minute. What are you telling me?
We'd like to set up a little garden centre. Growing most of our own stuff. A couple of big glass houses to start with, and a shop.
You're serious?
Yeah.
Well, where's the money coming from?
Well, a big chunk from my lump sum, and a bank loan.
At your age?
Yeah. Ben's chipping in. And our brood.
Oh, they know about this.
Yes.
Little crooks. They never said a word.
We'd let you buy him for a share.
Will it work?
Yeah. Well, the bank's happy.
And it's what you want to do?
I think so. But only if you agree.
No overdoing it.
Promise. What do you think, eh?
Oh, love. I think it's crazy. But if that's what you want, and I suppose I can always give you a hand with your heather cuttings on Thursday mornings.
In Roses Have Thorns by Ivor Wilson, Geoffrey Banks played Frank Carter and Anne Rye, Kath. Judith Barker was Maureen, and Keith Clifford, Herbert. Judy Holt played Janet, Nicholas Fry, Robert, Jane Hazelgrove, Hillary, Robin Bowerman, Dixon, and Simon Carter, Desmond. Neville Barber was the headmaster, John Jardine, the chairman of education, Malcolm Rayburn, McEwen, and Colin Meredith and Simon Bleakley, the boys. The play was directed in the Northwest by Tony Cliff.